It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, what do we want to talk about on today's podcast? Well, one of our listeners is not happy. And generally, when people are not happy, they contact us on Opinions Matter because that's what we're here for. And, well, she only wants to give her first name, and her first name is Vicky. And Vicky has been on to us with a problem that she's having. So she has a toddler that is in a creche. Her two-year-old daughter is in a creche in Santry. Now, we don't know the, well, we do know the name of the creche, but I'm not going to tell you the name of the creche. And sorry, let me just get, we did get onto the creche, didn't we, about an hour ago?
They won't comment on any individual cases, privacy and confidentiality and everything.
Okay, but this, I would be right in saying it's in the Santry area.
Yeah.
And it's a fairly big creche, is it?
Yeah. You want to say much more? You're going to name the place.
No, I don't want
to say much more.
Okay, no, it's a
we can't name the place.
No, I didn't say we're going
can
to
we
name
rein
the place.
It in a bit. It's okay. In Santry. That's all
okay,
we need to know.
Okay, thank you. So this creche is in Santry where Vicky's toddler is. And well, basically what happened was Vicky's toddler did what a lot of toddlers do, and that was bite at other children. Now, toddlers do this. This is nothing new. Toddlers do it all the time. It's just something that toddlers do. And her daughter did it a couple of times, more than once. And obviously, someone made a complaint and, well, they're threatening to take Vicky's toddler out of the creche. Now, you know how hard it is to get a creche space for a child, so you can imagine why Vicky is so livid. I want you to have a listen, a very close listen, to her message.
Guys, I am absolutely fuming. I have a two-year-old toddler going through, you know, the boisterous stage. I got a call in from my creche yesterday, I work full-time, to say that there'd been a bit of, like, you know, back and forward between another child or toddler. And my toddler bit the other one. And, you know, no big deal. It was not like, you know, it's not something she'd do often. It's just a phase that they all go through. Like, they bite and they kick. And I think this is like the third time, but they're not even that bad. Like, bites. My creche are now threatening to remove my child. And I'm fuming. I'm just want to know, like, has any other parents gone through this? Or, like, I'm furious with the other parent who is, like, all this, like, lodging formal complaints and everything, and the creche are treating me like, they're actually treating me like I'm the parent of a child who's actually murdered someone. They're being really dramatic, and I want this discussed today to see what other people think.
Well, there you have it. She is livid, fuming, as she said. And I have to be honest with you, and a lot of you are probably going to be annoyed with my opinion on this one, but opinions matter. I think it's disgraceful. We put this topic up on our social media pages about 2 hours ago, and the mother's been vilified, and the child has been vilified for, oh, here we go. When Casey goes, meh, you know she's, meh, you know she's.
If my child came home with bite marks, I'd lose my shit.
Okay, I haven't even started saying that. Okay, I believe that the mother's been treated unfairly, and I believe that the child has been treated. People call the child like Hannibal Lecter and stuff like that. Those of you commenting have clearly never, ever had kids, because lots of toddlers, two of my toddlers have gone through this stage of biting. It doesn't mean the toddler is bold. It doesn't mean the toddler should be locked in a cage somewhere and put it. And
nobody ever said lock a child.
One person actually did say that in the comment section.
Right.
It just means that it's a phase. And this whole Katie. Oh, if my tie came home with bite marks,
I don't think the problem should be put on the mother. It's not the mother's fault. She's not even there. I think the creche workers are the people who should. As you know, I used to work in a creche many years ago, and this did happen. And it's unfortunate.
It happens all the time, by the way, doesn't it?
But this did happen. This is going back over 10 years ago before I got into radio. And yeah, parents would come in and they would go ballistic, but understandably so. But once a child does it once and you know that child bites, it's up to the staff to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I think the staff...
There's no excuse for happening a second time.
Yeah, just why we didn't name the creche now. You're basically saying the staff are incompetent.
Well, yeah, I would put that as a form of incompetence, yeah.
So back when you were a creche worker, what would you have done in that situation?
I would have kept close eye on the child.
You have Vicky's little toddler. Look at the photograph. We can see, we're looking at her Facebook page here. You can see Vicky's toddler. There, like butter wouldn't melt.
Yeah. But it's a phase, kids do it, but...
But obviously you can see just when Vicky's baby is smiling, I don't know what the baby's name is, it's irrelevant anyway. The baby's smiling in that photograph, what, she has two teeth coming up?
How old is the child?
Two.
At two, you can tell your child that's no, no. A child understands at two the word no.
Oh, okay.
But in saying that, the staff do have, you know, they do have...
What? Like Paul Dunn there saying, kick the toddler out. Jesus, not a nightclub on a Saturday night, Paul.
No, the staff do have a responsibility though, but if... It were one of my kids. My son is in play school now. If my son came home from play school bitten once, okay, I'd be pissed off, wouldn't be happy. I'd let it go. If he came home bit and he was bitten again, I'd lose my shit.
What do you
especially,
mean? Why would you
especially if the skin it's was broken? I'm sorry, I'm not sending my child into school to be treated like a chew toy.
Oh my God! First of all, the skin is not going to be broken from a toddler bite. Okay, would you calm
you
down,
be,
Karen?
Listen,
you,
to me.
No, you're being a Karen.
Are you the one who worked in the creche before? No, I used to see it. I used to see it myself, and the skin would be broken. One bad bite, and even if it's only two little tiny breaks from the teeth, there's still a break there. I'm not sending my kid into school to be bitten and chewed on by other
people's
kids.
It's not school, it's a creche.
And you'd know that your kids weren't ever in a creche, otherwise you'd understand.
No, my kids have never been in a creche, no.
Neither of mine, actually, but I understand how creches work. And I know for a fact, if Alexandria or Freya or Luke came home and they showed you a bite mark on their arm where the skin was broken,
yes,
you would go
ballistic. But, yes, I would, but I wouldn't be calling for a baby to be kicked out of a creche. I mean...
No, that's extreme. That is extreme. But
these mothers just piss me off no end. They really do, because I can just imagine... So one of their kids came home, one of the toddlers came home with a bite. Well, I assume the creche has to ring the mother and say, by the way...
I would always ring and let them know, rather than coming in and seeing this thing.
So I'm sending, when you come to pick up Johnny, just to let you know, Johnny has a bite on his arm. It was done by Vicky's child. And then these parents just go off. Well, I think it's an overreaction.
But Jeremy, you're... Okay, so if they came home once with a bite, fair enough. But if it was constant and your child was constantly coming home looking like a chew toy...
Oh, sorry, hang on, I'm annoyed now. Kevin always annoys me. Kevin, the unqualified child psychologist, thinks he knows it all. I have twins, Jeremy. It's not a phase at all. Well, it is a phase, Kevin. The children will be still doing them when they're 15 years of age. Okay?
You hope.
Well, they're love bites then. It's from something else. It's attention seeking. No, it's not, Kevin.
The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter.
Debbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Jesus, I never had anything like it before in my life.
I know. The war over it.
I know, but apart from when a child bites the first time, you allow the terrible chews. But firstly, you can't blame the creche, because you have to ask yourself, if you're asking someone to keep a one-on-one in your child, is there a one-on-one ratio? Because if a child bites more than once, there's something wrong. If it goes twice and three times. So would I be the mother, I'd be looking for early intervention to see why the child keeps biting. Children don't keep biting.
No, they don't keep doing it. But what did she say? Three times, she said in the message. I mean, two of mine went through that. It is just a phase, though. It's nothing more serious.
Yeah, but listen, it's under child protection. That's what the clock is. So the law in under child protection states, if a child bites another child, they have to be put out of school. I had my son an hour in school and he bit. And he bit this through the skin. And he was 18 months, right through the skin, he bit that poor child. And I offered as a parent to pay for the tetanus, and my child was put out of school.
Stop. Your child was taken out of the school because he bit...
One of my children been out of four schools because of biting, has been diagnosed with disabilities. But you have to understand, in a creche, I'm very open, I would say straight out, that child bites, my son bites, before I went into that creche, because I know I'm obligated as a parent to say, my child bites. But when a child constantly bites for the reason, it's not communicating properly, it's frustrated, it's angry, there's a reason why. But if that child's going to keep biting, you need someone to stand over that child, as your colleague said, to watch that child. But there mightn't be the manpower to do that. So who's going to pay for that?
If your child was in this creche and Vicky's daughter bit your toddler, what would you do? Would you make an official complaint?
Oh yeah, we went through the skin, yeah. We went through the skin, yes, of course I would.
Definitely.
Because I tell you why, a social worker would be on top of you. That's why you, in a creche, you have to keep a record of every single thing that happens to that child, when it blows its nose, when it goes to the toilet. Because I can come back after 21 years and sue you in a creche for a bite I got at 1 year of age. It's happened in Loughnane Town and many places before.
I feel sorry for the parents of kids the parents who have kids who do bite, because it's not their fault. And embarrassing going in.
It is, but you have to take responsibility.
Yeah, 100%. But some kids are just too small. They don't understand. Now, I think at two, no is no. a fairly, you, they understand no at two. But I think, you know, for some parents it is hard because they are trying to stop it and they can't stop it. But this is where, again, I say the creche need to, if they know the child's a biter, they need to pay closer attention.
Like this this message here, everyone's acting like the mother is encouraging it. She's obviously not. Yeah, this mother, Vicky,
no,
is,
she's a bit naive now. Naive would be, oh my God,
no,
she's been
put down and vilified.
Well, she is. What's going to happen at the end of the day? The child bites again, it's going to be put out, because once she's gone public anyway. So when the child bites again, it's going to go out and no school is going to take it. I've been doing this for 10 years and I have two other children and I work with a lot of children. And I tell you, I have one child that I can't get into play school at the moment. Has been in four play schools and put out in the past 2 months.
Why?
For hitting.
Really?
For hitting. Just hitting. Now, just hitting. Right? And now we've got that in order and I still can't get her in. But I have her in a special needs school. So the onus is on the mother. As in, if your child is hitting other children, the school can't provide that care for you to watch. If the staff can't say to me, I can't 100% be sure that I can look after your child, because that's what they're telling you. Because my child got through and got this really badly bitten. I'm not talking about nips now. We're not talking about little nips. We're talking biting through the skin.
Now, Katie, if your child is in the same class as Debbie's, you'd be calling the police nearly for hitting.
Calling the police. I would be very, very... If my child was coming home, you know, constantly with bites, I'd remove him from the creche or her. I'd take them out.
You would get every right to, because as a mother, it's up to you to protect your child.
Yeah, and I'd be asking why I'm paying. And don't forget here, people are paying more than their mortgage worth for childcare.
Absolutely.
So the least you expect... I'll tell you one thing now, as a side note, I worked in creches. And some of the stuff I have seen, I could do a whole show on it. I wouldn't obviously name the place. I've worked in four or five different places. But this is why I say it's incompetent when staff members aren't looking after the kids, because I've seen stuff that would make your blood run cold.
Oh, no, and
cold.
It's a conversation for another day.
It has to be the ratio. I'm not being smart. Parents have to check the ratio in that room. What I'd be checking is,
well, I'll tell you one thing. I was here one day with 18 children.
Hang on,
18 children on my own, and a child who had wet himself, who had to sit in his... pee for an hour because there was nobody available to come
in. I get that. Okay, that's not the issue here. Toddlers bite, and you cannot watch them 24/7. Toddlers are messing around with each other.
But don't tell me you wouldn't care if Alexandria.
It's not going to keep biting. If the school keeps biting, it's alerting you. So as a mother, the onus on you to go to early intervention to see if that child needs a little bit of help. Maybe why is it biting?
Okay,
so
say, say.
You
and Jeremy, don't forget again the amount of money people are paying to keep their kids in creche. The least you would expect when you're paying good money to have your child looked after is that they are actually looked after.
Okay,
yes.
Maybe is Katie or Katie's comments fair?
Actually, do you know what? Before you go to the next call, get people to, let's do a poll on it. Message us on Facebook or comment or WhatsApp us 0858252626. Am I overreacting or do you agree with Jeremy? Do you think it's no big deal? Who do you agree with, myself or Jeremy?
I didn't say it was no big deal.
No, but you wouldn't be as pissed off about it.
No, what I said was that's what toddlers do. Let me go to Pat. How are you, Pat? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
I agree a lot with what that lady said. But the thing is, the mother, I mean, she should, if the child has done it three or four times already, should be putting a stop to it now at this stage. I agree a lot with what that lady said. But the thing is, the mother, I mean, she should, if the child has done it three or four times already, should be putting a stop to it now at this stage.
Well, how do you put a stop to it other than putting a muzzle on a baby or on a toddler? Like, how do you put a stop to it?
Yeah, I know a two-year-old, they're only starting to... grasp what they call the terrible twos, but like herself said there, they do understand the word no, and it has to be I know a neighbour of mine just before the holidays, the child came home and crash, and her face was bitten and the skin was broken.
The child has
done it a few times. Now, you can't blame the mother because mother puts her into the creche to be looked after, but if it gets to the extremes that the creche can't cope, the mother has to take the child out herself, not wait for the creche to put the child out.
Well, you heard her message. She's livid. She doesn't think her toddler has done anything wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. The girl obviously is lacking somewhere. If she doesn't think her child biting three or four kids on different occasions is not wrong.
Jeremy, parent of the year, constantly boasting about what a good parent you are and how perfect your kids are.
That's actually you.
No. My kid never did this. My kid never did that. Parent of the year. What would
so
you
So you're
do?
The one that complained
what
about parents giving their kids food out of jars.
Parents
before.
Who constantly feed their kids out, there is no excuse for not cooking food for your kid. If you have the facilities too, you can cook for your child.
Nobody's a perfect parent.
Nobody is a perfect parent. But what would you do if it were you and you went to collect Luke from school and the teacher said to you, listen, Luke's been biting.
That's
would
different.
You say,
that's,
ah, listen,
no,
teacher,
sorry,
it's
that's
just,
no. Oh, God almighty, give me strength. That is school where the children know better. Luke is 8 years of age. We are talking about a...
Okay.
We're talking about a two-year-old who can't even talk yet.
Okay, oh. Alexandria, you go into, let's say she's in play school, preschool.
Yeah.
You go in and you collect Alexandria. The teacher pulls you to the side and she says, Jeremy, listen, there's been a couple of incidences with Alexandria. She's been a couple of kids. It doesn't seem to be stopping. We've had a word with her.
Oh, no better woman, yeah.
No better woman for what?
For biting, I'd say.
You're a gobshite.
Let me
what
go.
Would you do?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. John, you're annoyed with what you're hearing here and annoyed with what Pat is saying. You heard Pat is saying the child should be taken out of the creche. You believe it's all part of growing up?
Of course it is, Jeremy. Like all our kids have got, you know, they go through a bit of a stage. And then, you know, I remember one of my kids there, they did the same. You know, it goes to show you how things have changed and you know, in 20 years. Nobody would have looked at this 20 years ago, you know. If my child, and my child did bite a few kids in school. And look, you know, I felt bad about it, I did, and I felt sorry for it. But, you know, the reaction today, like, you know, looking for kids to get fucked out of crashes and all, like, it's just... Like,
yeah, I agree with you.
No, it's not part of growing up. Sorry, learning your ABCs, learning to eat solids, learning to use the toilet and getting bitten.
Now, Katie, like,
no, John.
Okay, well, what he's saying is, Katie, it's a developmental stage. That's
No. My child had been treated like a chew toy is a developmental stage.
The child, you know, you said that the child knows what it's doing. I really don't think so, because if the child knew what it was doing, it wouldn't be doing it in the first place.
Really?
And I think
some
people
kids
have to,
do
you know,
just do it.
To take a bit.
So is that not up to the mother to be teaching them?
It is, of course. I don't disagree with you whatsoever.
So you think a parent would be wrong to be pissed off about
it? It's only a child. It's a two-year-old child we're talking about here.
I know. People are going on like we're talking about...
I don't care if it's a two-year-old child. I don't care if it's a six-month-old child.
I do.
If my child is coming home with bite marks and they've been hurt and their skin is broken and they've been brought to bleed, I don't give a shit.
You're going on like as if somebody meant it, Kay. Nobody meant it to happen. You know, the child didn't go specifically for your kid and I'm going to have a bite of that. You know, it didn't mean, the child didn't mean it.
It's not about, George, Jesus, John, you're completely missing the point.
Okay,
listen, can you just...
Take it easy, like.
Just for one second.
Yeah, go on, he's listening to you, go on.
It's not about how old the child is. Even if the child
means it.
It
is, we are not talking about a teenager.
Jesus Christ, are you going to let me speak? It's not about whether the child is only two or not, or whether they understand or not. The point is that I would be looking at my child coming in the door from school. If I'm paying for someone to look after my child, I expect them to be looked after.
Listen,
I'm not blaming the child.
Saying,
I'm not
listen,
blaming the child. I'm blaming the person looking after
marks.
The children.
My kid came back with bite marks. Every kid does a thing at this.
And you didn't bat an eyelid.
It's not that bad, but like, what do you want me to do? We're going to cause murder, Katie. Is that what it is?
No, but there are ways of doing things. I definitely, if it were me, and let's say tomorrow I collected Tig from play school and I was taken off his top, putting him into his pyjamas or putting him in the bath and I saw a big bite mark, I would go to the school the next day.
I'd say you'd be signing up with banners.
I'd address it.
Yeah,
and if it happened again, there would be war, because if I'm paying for my child, even if I'm not paying, even if he's going in under ECHA.
What do you want to cause murder?
I would cause murder, I would be really, really pissed off. I'd take him out of the crash.
Kids are going to be kids, Kay. Get your shit together. You have a few of them, and so have I.
Get my shit together. Being a parent is about looking after your kids, John. My kid
being
is not a chew toy
listen,
for anybody else's child.
Kid.
End of story.
It's a two-year-old second kid.
Oh, I don't care how old he is. My child is not a teething ring, all right?
Okay. John, so you don't see the big deal, the big problem at all.
Jeremy, they're only kids, man.
I agree.
2 years of age, for
fuck's sake. And the thing about a two-year-old is they don't know right from wrong.
That's why
we don't have criminal responsibility for two-year-olds.
Absolutely.
You know, a two-year-old could kill somebody and not be held responsible for, because they don't know right. They don't know right from wrong.
But this is what I said, that the child isn't to blame. The staff members who are supposed to be watching the child know that the child is capable.
Okay,
here's the thing, like, you can't...
Well, John
you can't
is
have a one-on-one with everybody, you know? You can't have a staff member with every kid.
Sorry, John, no. If a parent is paying €1,200 a month to have their child looked after, then you better believe they better be getting something close to one-on-one.
Walking in a creche with 40 kids, it's just impossible. It's never going to work.
Parents are paying astronomical prices for their kids to be looked after.
You keep on saying that, we know that.
So obviously, I would expect the kids to be looked after. They're not just going to room and they're not sitting there, John.
You expect too much, don't you, Katie?
If I'm paying £1,200 a month for my child to be looked after, you better believe I expect a lot.
Oh, Jesus, give yourself a...
Okay, John.
Give you a break, Katie. You know,
okay, but so John, you
why don't
John,
you mind your own kid then about the case?
Okay, but John, let me put this question to you. Yeah, if you don't have young children anymore, but if you did have young children and they came home, one of them came home with a severe bite mark from the creche that had been given by another toddler, are you saying you'd be quite happy with it? You just turn the blind
eye? I'm not going to be quite happy. No, I'm not, Jeremy. I'm not saying that. I would, of course, I'd ring the creche. What's going on, lads? What's going on? I would, of course, inquire about it. But what I'm saying is, what might you do with a two-year-old biting a two-year-old? Like, if that was my child, okay, I'm going to be sorry about it. But Jesus, Lee, if that's all I can do is be sorry about it. You know, and what am I to do about your two-year-old, about my two-year-old?
Well, it's not all you can do about it, John. You can teach your child. Children are young, they're impressionable.
Oh,
they
Jesus,
learn.
Here we go, yeah.
No, you can teach your child. Oh, so sorry, you just say nothing. Well done, son, you bit someone today.
I'm
I hope they tasted nice.
That's not
that.
What you
what
do.
What I'm saying is, but what do you want, Kay? You sound like you want a fucking court order here. You know, the way you're going on.
No, yeah. I want my child not to be treated like a chew toy. I'm thinking of it from the perspective of the mother.
Nobody doesn't want anybody's child as a
John,
chew toy
or
whatever
calm.
I
you
hope your
down.
I hope your child goes through a biting stage. You're not a case.
Oh,
I
if
really
he goes
do.
Through a biting
oh,
stage,
I
mean, Jesus.
I mean, because Jeremy, you know what? If you pardon the pun, it
get
will...
Off, get
it will,
off your high horse,
it will bite you on your big hairy arse. It'll bite you on your big hairy arse.
Allegedly hairy arse.
Allegedly hairy arse.
No.
I am going to be the first person...
Jeremy, well...
You won't tell me now. You won't tell me.
No, my son is near 3.5 now. He's never bitten anything.
That's not
going to
happen.
Hang on a second.
You know what, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Do you know what really needs? There's no one who needs to grow up here. The parents need to grow up. Fucking, they need to grow up here. Really,
yeah.
Like they're 2 year olds.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Happened.
Yeah, I know. You'd swear we were talking about a toddler that
no,
just murdered somebody.
No, hang on. It's not about. It's not about. For me, anyway, it's not about the 2 year old child. It's about my child coming home with the bark or the bite, regardless of where it came from.
You
I would be
that.
Asking questions. Sorry, John. I'd be asking questions.
You can ask
to the
questions.
People,
it's okay.
And
it's
be,
okay to ask questions.
And, yeah. Okay. Can you this passive aggressiveness?
Oh no, it's just aggressive. There's no passive here today.
Prick.
sorry.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? I would be asking questions, and if it was happening again and again, I think it's my right as a parent to seriously be saying, you know, guys, come on, this is it happened once, twice. This is too much now.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. My God, there's so many calls coming in on this.
I've never seen the phones this busy.
Katie called Jeremy a prick live on air. I can read it now, Katie. Chloe,
prick.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hiya. Five-year-old and a three-year-old.
God,
my five-year-old has only scrapped out a bite in my younger son, and he also bites me as well because he couldn't speak. He has a delay in his speech. That's what children do when
yeah,
they can't
exactly,
speak.
Exactly.
So if a child is in question, they feel like they're threatened, or another child is doing something to them.
Absolutely.
That's how they react.
Oh no! Hang on. According to Dr. Phil beside me, Katie, that child should be locked up in Mountjoy Prison.
Yeah, he should be locked up and an electric tag stuck on him when he gets out.
Can you explain? Can you explain to Katie that's what toddlers do.
That's what toddlers do. They
no,
can't
I'm
speak.
Not.
They
Jesus Christ. Nobody,
they
everybody is missing my point.
You.
I
and
should
you
know my place.
You should be for a minute and listen to me.
Yeah, exactly, Katie. You should
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. When a child's in crest and they can't speak, what else are they going to do? How can they communicate with you? If they feel like they're in danger or if another child is doing something to them where the teachers aren't seeing, that's what they're going to do. I have a younger son. I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. And when they were playing and they'd be fighting or whatever, and the other one couldn't do anything,
right,
he'd fight
right, okay. Lovely.
He can't speak.
Lovely, that's great. Are you going to let me reply there?
Yeah, they just she had her say.
Yeah,
yeah okay. I'm no offense, but if your child can't communicate their issues, that's not my problem.
Oh
my child
my
is
God.
No,
so
no, no. It's up to the staff.
That's fighting your child.
Sorry, it's up to the staff to deal with it. If your child has issues, that's terrible. I feel sorry that your child can't communicate those issues, and there should
no,
be.
No, it's not to the staff to deal with it. It's not their
oh, so
child.
My child
it's
should be your child's
child,
chew toy. Okay,
child.
That sounds okay. So sorry, sorry. What's your name, Chloe? Okay, Chloe's child can't communicate.
Chloe,
so
yeah,
on,
my gosh,
be the child's bone.
What?
But that's okay. Chloe's child can't express what it's feeling, so my child will have to bear the brunt of it. That's fine, Chloe.
Jesus, have
what
a bit.
It's feeling?
Sorry?
Are you calling me child an it now?
No. No, I'm speaking hypothetically. I don't know if your child actually does have issues.
I think
issues,
you
Chloe.
Just take your child out of creche altogether. If
my
can't
child's not in creche, Chloe. My child's not in creche.
That's a gas thing, Chloe. Your child isn't even in a creche and she's going mad about something that didn't even happen.
No, like I'm sorry, but this shit of my child can't communicate. And Chloe, I'm not talking just about
I
you.
Hope,
I'm
I hope, Katie, you never
Jeremy.
Have to deal with a situation like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
if
I
my child, if I was in a situation where my child couldn't communicate, I'd let the staff know to keep an extra eye so nothing happens
okay,
to
Chloe,
other kids.
Okay, Chloe, let me ask you about your... What age is your child again, Chloe?
My child is 5 now and 3. I have 2 kids.
And are they both nonverbal? Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, no, he can speak now. He was around 3 years age. Like, he was around 3, 4 when this all happened, like, in creche. And he'd be going into creche and he would bite. He bit once in creche and they told me about it. And he also came out with bite marks on him as well. And he also comes home with marks on him still to this day.
And does
it's
it
what happens in creche? Yeah. That is a normal thing in creche. They come home and
it keeps happening. That's the issue, Chloe. It is a normal thing for kids to do, but the point is that a child.
Yes,
shouldn't...
it is. They're kids.
I'm sorry, if
they're
your child
Chloe, years of age.
Jesus, will you calm down? Take a break.
Okay, you hang on. So we, you know what we do because we need to take a break.
This is unbelievable. No.
Wait a second.
Jesus. I have a question for Chloe. Chloe, if your child was coming home, if your child was coming home with bite marks every day.
A bite marks every day. I never said that. I said he came home
no,
with bite
I
marks
said
before.
If he was.
She just yeah. said that daddy comes home some days. Okay, you know what? Stay there for a second, Chloe, Katie. You stay there. Oh my God, imagine. We're back in a second. Don't go away. We all need to take a breather.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Chloe, we were talking to you. You are agreeing with me. You're saying it's a. You were saying it's a stage, and sometimes if children have verbal communication,
all kids go through the stage. Well, not
oh my
all
God!
Them,
can you stop shouting? Jesus
stage.
Christ!
She's not shouting.
She's shouting.
She wants to get her point across. Go ahead.
Get
Chloe.
Her point across without shouting.
Go on, Chloe.
Yeah, because you keep on fucking talking over me, so I have to shout
in
here.
Once, love, will you just talk,
you keep
please?
On,
Jesus, fuck.
Go on, Chloe.
It's a stage children go through. Not all children are going to choose go through. It's the same way with all people are different. All children are different. It's a stage children go through.
And what you're saying is that, well, first of all, when your child...
It's not the creche's fault.
No, but whose fault is it, Chloe? If my kid was coming home every day
it's
from...
It's nobody's fault. It's a stage children go
so,
through.
So should I just... So should I just shut up and put up and say nothing that when my kid's coming home bitten every day? Is that what you're saying?
But maybe your child might bite back one day and it won't happen again.
No, I'm asking you a question. If my child came home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week with bite marks and they're upset, do I just say, this is life and say nothing? Is that what you would expect parents to do? Is that what you think is the right thing to do?
I don't know. Well, you're a parent. I think you should do the right thing for your child. What you think is right. Why are you asking for other people's opinions? Do what you think is right.
Because this is opinions matter and you can't.
You haven't got a
clue. Seriously, I don't think you know what you're talking about. Are you even on the same page as
us? Yeah, I actually do.
I asked you a question that you cannot answer a simple question. If my child is coming home Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
No, obviously, Katie.
Do you say nothing? But yeah, the attitude I'm getting from Chloe.
No, that's not what Chloe is saying. You're taking
children,
her literally.
If
no, what Chloe,
children, hang on. If children are...
They're overreacting.
No, I wouldn't be happy. I really wouldn't. If children are having issues communicating, then that's where something needs to be done. There needs to be some kind of intervention. Nobody's child should be suffering as a result, and the child shouldn't be left unable to
communicate. Is your child the only one coming home with these bite marks every single day of the week?
Well, no, she's being hypothetical because her children aren't even a question. Let me ask you a question, Chloe. When your son was biting other children because he had verbal communication issues, did you apologise to the question? Did you apologise to the other parents?
So he knew that it wasn't right, and like you know what I mean, like he did stop and then he started again, he stopped, he started again, but it's just something that they do, you know what I mean, you can tell them no 100 times they're not going to listen, the same way with any other situation, you can tell them 100 times no, they might not listen, and you bring a horse to the water but you can't make them drink it, and that was your point, John, as well, wasn't it? Sorry, Jeremy, absolutely, Jeremy, like I'm actually listening to these two going on out there for the last few minutes there, and you look, listen, the fact of the matter is, the child is the child. It doesn't really understand what the child is doing. And I think the parents are overreacting, Jeremy, to be honest. Like, you know, there's a certain degree where we have to have a bit of give and let live, you know. And well, kids are going to do it. They're going to do it. There's no doubt about it. And everybody's going to get a call and, oh, your Mikey's at the biting there, Jackie. And, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. But I think people are just going way a bit too overboard on looking for people to get, you know, their kids out of creches. That's wrong. That's so wrong, you know. I'm looking for getting kids to get...
For all she knows, that child could have have a learning disability. He might be slow in learning. How does she know that? And then that poor child's getting taken out of crest and he can't go to crest just because all her poor child, like, God knows why her child is actually getting bit. Why does that child feel the need to bit by that child?
Well, look, I'm not going to be listening to Katie there, and Katie did make a very valid point. If she's get, look, I don't have a problem with it, but if my son was coming or my daughter was coming home three times a week and, you know, there was constantly biting going on, look, then you kick in and then there's going to be trouble, you know. Once, maybe it's okay, you know, let it go, you know, this is going to happen. Twice, three times, that's when you know, you have to give out. And that's
how long is it going on?
What's that, sorry?
How long is it actually going on?
Well, no, John's children are now grown up. Stay there for a second, please, Chloe, because a couple of people want to talk to you. If you want to get in on this, 085-825-2626, we're having a very heated debate about toddlers biting children and the fact that they're not criminals for doing so. That's what toddlers do. They go through that stage. Here is a voice note from Dave. Hi, Dave.
Lads, will you tell that one, Chloe, to stop shouting? She'd give a dead horse a headache.
Giving a dead horse a headache. That's how he's annoyed. Here's Michelle.
I just want to put in another voice note there. Didn't Katie used to work in childcare? Like, Katie knows more than anyone here today how hard it actually is. Right, in an ideal world, if there's a biter in our room, so a toddler room's ratio is 2 to 3 year olds. What about when nappies have to get done and there's no staff member to go and relieve you? Like, what if the key worker is out on their lunch break and there's another girl in who doesn't know that Katie's the biter? Like, there is so much that has to go on that you can't put all your focus on one child. That is why they're in crèche. Of course, we would love to have one-on-one. We can't do that. And I'm just very shocked and ashamed of Katie, how she is just putting us down so much.
I haven't put anyone down. All I'm saying is it comes back to being as simple as if you know the child is a biter. If you know the child is a biter, you obviously can't be one-on-one following the child around the whole time. But if you know the child is a biter, you keep an extra close eye. That's all I'm saying. And I've never worked in a creche before where somebody leaves the room to do nappies and there's nobody else in the room, by the way.
Okay, so...
what kind of creche is that?
Okay, as someone who has worked in a creche, mm-hmm. Yeah, are you saying toddlers would never be left alone?
Oh, no, okay. Jesus, no, there'll be two people in a room. In the good creches,
okay,
two
yeah.
people in a
okay,
room.
Okay, so there would never be, but still, okay, if that's the case, how come toddlers are beaten, biting toddlers? Not beaten, sorry, they don't beat each other.
But usually, if it's a good creche, it will happen once, twice tops, and it will be dealt with. If the staff aren't, you know, paying attention properly, then it's going to keep happening. I've had it happen to me, and it's embarrassing. You have to ring the parents and you have to say, I'm just warning you. And you feel terrible. They come in, you can see in their faces, they're like, oh my God. But that's when you know that this is happening. And you don't want that parent to come into the same thing again.
Okay, Pat, you want to speak to Chloe? Go ahead.
I don't know if we would be able to speak to Chloe.
I know, I think Chloe's been very... Chloe, if you calm down a bit.
Hello?
Yeah, no, Pat wants to speak to you there. Go ahead.
Well, they put me on to you, Chloe, because I understand some of what you're saying about your children's problems. But I still don't see you getting to the point where this child has bitten 3 or 4 different children and I think should be removed from the creche. They can't be leaving it up to the creche to train other people's children.
But this is where the child is going to learn not to do this. Children go to the creche
to
learn.
She should be learning that from her mother.
Yeah, you know, you're the mother, Chloe. Like, yeah, what are you teaching them?
They might not have another kid at home, like, where the child might not be doing this.
You don't need to have another child
but
to teach your kid.
That's all the more reason for the mother
right.
to be teaching her. If she has time at home and
how is the child ever
going to
learn?
Well, that's what the parents do. They teach their children.
But the child isn't going to be doing it to learn, like, not to do it.
If they've been given word from the creche that it is happening, it's obviously happening in the creche. So the mother has to take the child aside, explain you do not
do
this.
Okay, so they just take the child out of
creche,
keep the child at home until they go into school and then this happens in school then.
No, Jesus, it's
Chloe,
probably worse then if
Chloe,
they haven't
you
been
still
taught.
Chloe, you still haven't actually answered my question. Okay, so you're saying you have a child who has problems communicating, right? That's fine.
He did.
Okay, he did. All right. Whatever his, you know, the problems were with him communicating. Are you honestly not seeing the point of the other parent whose child is bearing the brunt of that?
Of course she does.
Yeah, I do understand. Like, I actually was hurt when my child did come home, but I was more hurt that the staff didn't tell me when my child was coming out. I actually had to find the mark myself on the child and say to the staff then to find out what actually happened. And they told me that they didn't see what happened. They didn't know.
Did you not have to sign an incident report form?
No.
I've never heard of that.
And did you not mind when it was happening?
obviously, I just told her that I was hurting. And, like, I actually said it to the staff when I went back around the next day. Like, what happened there? Why didn't you tell me that it happened? And they told me that they didn't know.
I appreciate that. So you must know how the creche is feeling with this one particular child that is not stopping it.
Maybe they're under staff. I don't know.
Unfortunately, I don't know.
I don't have kids. How can they keep an eye on that many kids? I don't know how many staff. It's usually about two people in the room. Like, you know what I mean? But like, how many kids are in the room? You can't keep an eye on every single one of them. And then like that one as well. Like,
I understand what you're saying. But if there's one particular child that's doing it continuously, and you have approached the mother and you've told her, and all the effect it's having on the mother,
I think it's down to the mother. The mother needs to deal with it.
Yes, I agree, and by the way,
it is a phase that only lasts. I know whatever for us too. It literally only, and it is quite embarrassing because you're always afraid. And here's the thing, Katie, when your children are around other, you know, like nephews and nieces, mm-hmm. you're always terrified that, oh Jesus, is my daughter going to bite? Mm-hmm. And it's not a boldness thing. It's definitely not a boldness thing.
You can teach a dog not to do that.
Yep, you do have to teach them, no, it's not okay.
But the dog has to be out around other people or dogs to learn that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well said.
Here's a message. I'd like to remain anonymous, please. My daughter was bitten by a child 3 times and I was only told before collection of my daughter. I completely believe the child should be removed from creche. My child was traumatised for years from it. Look at that. Look at those marks. She sent photographs.
Just send the photograph of.
Now, are you telling me if Alexandria came home like that, you wouldn't have a meltdown?
Alexandria wouldn't let someone bite her like this. She'd kill them. She would. Yeah, here is Steve. Stay there for a second, please, Chloe. Here's Steve.
Katie's coming from the perspective of that her child was the one that was bitten. So answer me this much, Katie. How would you handle if your child was the one that was biting other children? What would you do?
Well, again, Steve, that is hypothetical. We don't know because our children have not gone through that stage yet.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Jess, what would you want to say on this?
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid my eardrums are going to get blasted out. It's not the creche's job to teach children not to bite. That's where if a child's doing it in the creche, they're doing it at home.
Well, hang on.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not a creche's job to teach you. Well, no. When the creche workers are looking after your children, yeah, it's their job to make sure that the children aren't being bold.
Yeah, but like, if they're biting, they shouldn't have to be told over and
they
over again.
They can't watch them 24/7. They're watching about 16 children. They're not there 24/7, are they?
They should be getting disciplined in the creche.
No, I'm not saying they're right. They're on them 24/7 when they're in the room. They're looking at about 16 different kids running around the room.
Well, clearly they're not getting taught at home, are they?
Well, they can't sit down and have one-to-ones with each child like for like many hours that they're in the creche. Can they like watch every single move that they're making? No.
What part
happens in the creche? If he doesn't like it, move her to another creche.
Am I talking into an abyss here?
See if it happens there.
If they're biting in the creche, they're biting at home. I can guarantee that.
Maybe there's not another child at home for that child to bite.
Well, then give them a teething ring. As Katie said, give them a chew toy then.
Now, Jess, it's not that simple.
It's not a fucking dog.
It's simple. Don't be biting other kids. If you want to bite, here's a teething ring. What's so hard?
Because
for a three-year-old, a teething ring, love.
Well, a teething ring is better than my child's arm, Chloe.
Okay, send them into creche with a teething ring. That sounds great. Send them in with a fucking collar and a lead as well.
Can you put a sentence together without cursing? Is that possible?
I'm speaking a sentence.
Well, no, in fairness, I'm after again. I was defending you here, Chloe. I said that you didn't call Katie names. Now, people are texting in to say you called her a see you next Tuesday, did you?
Oh, that's okay. No, I am a see you next Tuesday. I'm proud, Chloe. Call me it away. I don't care. I take it as a compliment.
I call you that all the time.
My favourite word. Call it to me. I love it.
Jess, do you have young children?
No, but like I have like nieces and all. Well, they ever came back from a creche with marks, I'd be going straight to the parent.
Sorry, say that again, Chloe.
She's not speaking from experience, so simple.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, no,
you haven't got to know what you're talking about.
It's common sense to know that even if I did have kids, I wouldn't want them coming home with bite marks on them.
Okay, well, that's what happens when they go to creche. Not all children are going to come home with bite marks, but it's something that's going to happen.
If they did come home with bite marks, I'd be going straight to the parent and saying, what are you doing at home and teaching that child if they're going around biting? Send it to a
specialist. It's a phase that children go through. They don't get taught it. It's a phase that they go through and they learn then not to do it.
I was a toddler once upon a time. I didn't go around biting people. So explain that to me.
Hang on a second.
Children do it.
Hang on a second. You can't remember what you did when you were two years old, Jess. You don't
know. I definitely wasn't going around biting people. I can tell you that for sure.
Well, you can't tell me that for sure. How can you tell me that for sure?
What were you doing when you were two?
Like, do you remember your diapers being changed, Jess?
Obviously not, but I know.
Okay, first of all, diapers, seriously, we're not in America. It's Ireland, they're nappies.
Okay, cop on. You're annoyed about everything.
Second, you're pissing me off. Second of all, the bottom line here, the fundamental issue here is that nobody's child is a chew for toy for anybody else's child.
And there has
to be a point where you stand up and you say, no, you know what, this can't keep happening.
Okay,
so where is that point, Jeremy?
Oh, I don't know.
Where is that line?
I don't know.
Phil, come on, are you Dr. Phil or Oprah tonight?
Know.
Come on!
I just
you're the expert.
Stop putting me on the spot. Brian says, Jeremy, you can't compare a two-year-old to someone in a nightclub. No, the analogy, Brian, was, geez, what do people take things literally? The analogy was, you're talking about kicking a two-year-old out of a creche for behaving badly, which is akin to kicking out somebody out of a nightclub because they're behaving badly. That was the analogy that I was making, okay? And Ashley says, exactly, they're obviously doing it at home if they're doing it in a school. Yeah, they are, Ashley. But there's nothing you can do to stop it other than teaching a child that it's bold. You cannot put one of those Hannibal Lecter face masks on a child, for Christ's sake. Here's a voice note from Eddie.
You said it there, Jeremy. There has to come a point. But what is that point for you? Four children bitten? Five children bitten? How many children have to be bitten before action is taken and that kid is taken out?
Yeah, there has to become a point. I agree with you, Eddie. I did say that. Yeah. And finally, Sinead.
Hi, guys. My son, Jack, used to bite a lot in creche when he was one. I tried everything. I tried mustard. I tried teething rings. Every single thing. I even tried biting him back, which someone told me, and obviously very gently, of course. Every day I used to go in, they used to tell me that he used to bite. It really upset me because I obviously was afraid he would go get kicked out. And one day I went in and they were really awkward around me and they said, look, I hate to have to tell you this, but he got bitten. And I said, you know what, good enough for him. And I said it might teach him. You know what, I don't think he ever bit again because he realised then that it was the wrong thing to do. But yeah, it was very stressful. It was very stressful and I definitely thought he would be kicked out, but no, thank God he wasn't. But yeah, it's hard going. It is very hard going.
I'm going to put in another voice now there. Dean Katie used to work at a talker. Like, Katie knows more than anyone here today how hard it actually is. Right, in an ideal world, if there's a biter in our room, so a toddler room's ratio is 2 to 3 year olds. What about when nappies have to get done and there's no staff member to go and relieve you? Like, what if the key worker is out on their lunch break and there's another girl in who doesn't know that Katie's the biter? Like, there is so much that has to go on that you can't put all your focus on one child. That is why they're in creche. Of course we would love to have one-on-one. We can't do that, and I'm just very shocked and ashamed of Katie, how she is just putting us down so much.
Yeah, go on.
You would not say that if your child was coming home with bite marks and skin broken. You wouldn't say that. If you once off, you might, even twice, the second time you might let it go, but if it was happening regularly and your child is being treated like a bone, like, somebody give the child a chew toy. Leave them in the corner. My child isn't going to school to be bitten and chewed on
Karen.
By someone else's child.
Sinead is always the voice of reason, isn't she?
Sinead's great. Yeah,
she's always the voice of reason. Anyway, that was a lively discussion.
I still think you're a prick.
That was a lively discussion. I'm just going to edit that out of the podcast. Or will I leave it in? I'll leave it in, will I? Yeah, I'll leave it in.
I'll leave it in there because it's the truth.
What am I, a prick? What did I say?
Because you're such a dope.
Okay, we will be back on the next edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this, please hit subscribe and follow on Spotify or wherever you are listening to this podcast. And we will talk to you on the next one. Good luck.